911, what's the nature of your emergency?
Welcome back to the Tactical Living Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Walton, joined by Detective Walton. Clint, how are you?
I'm good.
We have a little case of the giggles because I tried to say the word rookie like four times and it came out four different ways. Today, we're going to talk about 10 tips for rookie police officers and some advice for established and long-term cops. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's content. Clint, I put together a list of some things that I think are the highlights, the most important things for police officers who are up and coming, learning police officers, new police officers, academy police officers, to just be prepared for and to really put in the forefront of their mind when it comes to establishing themselves in their career. And the first one I have here is how important it is to make sure that you have continuous learning. Talk to us about that.
You know, it's something like for my department, it's always been a struggle to send us to trainings and stuff like that. But that shouldn't always follow upon the department. You as an individual should always strive to learn more. Stay up to date with case laws. Stay up to date with the new rules that are coming into place that our states are imposing upon us, because ignorance isn't something that you can just say, well, I didn't know. Like, it doesn't work that way. And find a niche that you're into and like capitalize on it. Like, put yourself through trainings, like learn about that stuff more. Find what drives you, what you're passionate about, and then go all in and really build your own resume up for that.
Yeah, I also put on here physical fitness, and I don't think a lot of people understand just the physical fortitude that is required to do the job, especially if you are a cop working out on the streets.
You know, and you're absolutely right. I think I've definitely fallen victim to that, to where I haven't put priority on my physical fitness in so many areas, but when you're out on the streets and you're really trying to chase those suspects or jump walls to protect victims or any of that approach, you should always be able to maintain that level of fitness to get those people into custody, to be able to jump that wall to help that victim that's on that other side because you parked on this street and not that street. And there's so many variables that you can go down to, and it's important to be on top of your game when it comes to that.
Yeah, I also put mental resilience on here. And I know officers who have really refined strategies when it comes to managing stress and just emotional challenges overall. And it doesn't always look like you might think. I'm getting ready to interview a gentleman on our podcast next week. And he is a police officer. He's also a police dispatcher. And his main thing for this is yoga. I know officers who prepared themselves with mental resiliency by the books that they consume, the podcasts that they listen to. So I think that having an actual strategy, something that you are disciplined with and that you're most importantly structured and have a routine around, is incredibly important when it comes to mental resilience. I also put on here effective communication. Ho, ho, ho. It doesn't matter if you're talking about report writing, talking to your partners, communicating with admin. We discussed the importance of police officers treating themselves like marketers. This goes in tandem, I think, with that.
Yeah, it's something that you should be able to communicate regularly with everybody. Like, we look at it as only of our partners, our administration and stuff. But when you're out in the streets talking to victims, talking to suspects, if you're able to market what you're gunning for in that instance, you're going to get the information that you want and you deserve.
And also being moldable for the situation. And what I mean by that is, I just shared with you, Clint, a video of an individual who has suffered severely from mental health issues, who went from, you know, being transported in a straitjacket and fearful of law enforcement to now being one of the biggest supporters of law enforcement and sharing his story and just the evolution of his mental health journey and the importance of having officers who communicated, not effectively, but knew how to communicate with him effectively. I think that's important.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it's something not every instance is always going to be the same. And being able to mold and adapt your response to any given situation is huge. And that goes along as well with the marketing aspect of, you have to be able to adapt to each individual instance and not just say it's this way or no way.
Yeah. And one of the biggest complaints that I have gotten from clients is seeing the ego grow in law enforcement, the further and further along that you develop seniority. And I know that's a big problem with a lot of police officers when it comes to their relationship with their admin. And so in saying that, I think that another important one I have on here is ethical integrity is so important to be able to maintain, especially if you want to maintain any level of respect within your department.
That should go without saying in my mind, because as time goes along, like, you should never compromise who you are as a person to align with someone else's agenda. And your own ethical integrity with that is huge in that instance. And we adapt to laws, we adapt to everything else that goes around us. But when it comes down to what you truly believe as an individual, like, you should always stand up for that.
Yeah, I also put situational awareness on here because I think that it is common for officers to become very comfortable. You know, after you are no longer with your FTO, you're out on your own, maybe you're off probation, all of the things, then you could become a little bit more laxed when you have that sense of freedom and independence. And that's why I put situational awareness on here, because I think it's important to point out that that's a problem that happens.
And that's probably the biggest safety issue any one of us addresses on a regular basis. And I see this with our agency all the time, is you have these guys that have a year or two on, which they're great officers, but they get comfortable and they turn into, instead of trying to progress themselves, kind of following the route of the list of things you've already listed to be able to adapt to any given situation. And it's when their ego gets way ahead of them on that.
Yeah, I put teamwork on here, but I think going further than that, the word partnership comes up. And I think it's important to be able to build those relationships with the partners that you're working with, so much to the extent that you truly feel like you could trust one another with your lives. That is the point and the purpose of having a partner, which is why I think teamwork is so, so important to have put on here. I also put community engagement. Why is that so important?
You know, if you have the ear of your community, they're going to give you, I mean, and I look back at the movie Colors. This officer had the ear of his community, the gangsters, the bad guys within that community. And it's not that they were friends or anything, but he had that trust. So when something really came to light and they needed to attack a problem, you can lean on your community and be able to get their support as well. Because bottom line is, if you don't have your community of support, you're just going to see more and more negativity spin forward.
Yeah, I put self-care on here, and I think this is one of the more important ones, because if you're not prioritizing your well-being, including and especially your mental health, it could become very easy to forget that you are merely a number within the department. And I believe that you should always come before your job, period. Seeking mentorship is also a very important one. I don't think that as an officer, you should ever get to a place where you think that you know it all. Even if you work within a small department, do what you can. There are endless resources available nowadays with everything being online that we can so easily seek mentorship from people who maybe have a detail that you want to get into, or they have more experience than you do. You could ask questions too. And I think that it's important for every officer to continuously want to learn from more experienced officers.
And it's great for the mentor and the mentoree to always be open to new suggestions and kind of learning the newest aspects. And because as a mentor, you're grooming the future of your department to make it more sustainable in the long run.
Yeah, I have a bonus tip on here, which I think is tip number zero, the most important one, and that is the importance of prioritizing your personal life. if you are putting your workplace ahead of your personal life, ahead of your personal relationships, your family, your kids, your pets, I think that's when so many officers wind up being statistics and, you know, get divorced or live unhappy lives or turn to the bottle or other types of substances instead of healthy behaviors. When you don't have that structure at home and you're not using that as a priority by having open dialect, there literally every episode we've recorded has something to do with this. I think that is the most important thing of all. I hope you've gotten some value out of today's episode. If you have, do us a favor, drop a review, subscribe down below. And as always, know that I'm sending you a long, tight hug from my home to yours.